Hello again and welcome to the Patriots.com Training Camp Podcast for August 16th, 2006. I'm Patriots Football Weekly's Andy Hart, and the Patriots just wrapped up the second of two practice sessions that they held today at the Gillette Stadium practice fields. Earlier this morning, they were on the field for a full pads workout in which they focused mainly on the running game, but mixed it up with some special teams work and some passing as well, just to get some of the lists out of the way of those not practicing and for various reasons. Tom Brady, Benjamin Watson, Troy Brown, Richard Seymour, Josh Miller, and Martin Gramatica all were absent from the practice work, most of them apparently due to just a regular schedule type thing, as they did return for the afternoon session. Also absent from the practice action were some of the usual characters, including PUPers Nick Kazier and Patrick Pass, holdout wide receiver Deion Branch, and linebacker Teddy Bruschi, linebacker Monty Beisel, Chad Brown, Chad Jackson, rookie wide receiver, Freddie Roach, who has been out of action since the preseason game last weekend. Rodney Harrison, still working his way back, was not on the practice field this morning, nor were Marquise Hill or wide receiver John Stone. And as I said, a lot of the work focused on the running game. Defensively, the Patriots continued to use a variety of four-man fronts, working out of the 4-3, with Ty Warren, Vince Wilfork, Mike Wright, and Jarvis Green filling out the four-man front, obviously with Seymour not practicing. Interestingly, when they did go to the 3-4, Mike Vrabel continues to get some reps at inside linebacker alongside Barry Gardner, the veteran who's been there for much of camp. And on the outside, Tully Bantakane and Roosevelt Colvin continue to get their reps with the first unit. Some other interesting notes out of the morning session. In the defensive backfield, Eugene Wilson took the bulk of his reps, if not all of them, working as a safety with a defensive backfield that consisted of Wilson at safety, Artrell Hawkins at safety, and cornerbacks Ellis Hobbs and Asante Samuel. So that could be working its way into the first group, again with Wilson now taking the reps at safety. Also interesting note, Dan Copen, who continues to come back from the shoulder surgery that cost him the end of last season, seemed to do his most physical work of training camp, especially during a pass protection drill in which he was taking on defensive linemen in a full speed drill. So that has to be a positive and moving in the right direction with Dan Copen getting more reps. The team then returned to the practice field this evening for a workout in shells, helmets, and shorts. The switch this time was to the passing game being the focus, and some of the players back in action were, as I mentioned, Tom Brady, Benjamin Watson, Troy Brown, most of the guys who just apparently got the morning off due to being veteran status and those sort of things that Bill Belichick does during training camp. Josh Miller, the punter, and the kicker, Martin Gramatica, was also in that group. And the group of those out of action was again similar with Chad Brown, Teddy Bruschi, Chad Jackson, Monty Beisel, Patrick Pass, Nick Kazier, Deion Branch, Freddie Roach, Rodney Harrison, Marquise Hill, Jarvis Green, Matt Light, and John Stone. With Jarvis Green and Matt Light, a pair of players that practice in the morning, so it's possible they are still monitoring their issues as they both have dealt with injuries at points this summer. So probably nothing to worry about there. As I said, the practice worked mostly on the passing game, and interestingly, in that area, Willie Andrews, rookie cornerback, safety, defensive back, and return man, has now been switched to wide receiver after spending the last couple days running scout team wide receiver for a lot of the action. He now has a number 38 white jersey, and anyone who's come to camp knows that the white shows that he is an offensive player, and he worked with the receivers throughout the entire evening workout, starting in positional drills with Brian Daboll, actually looking pretty good in some of the square drills and different things Daboll does to warm up the wide receivers, then moving on to group work, 7-on-7. He caught his first pass in group work from Matt Castle, and then he actually did some teamwork and lined up with what may have been the first offensive-type group with Troy Brown and Rishay Caldwell. Willie Andrews lined up wide right with Troy Brown to his left in the slot. He actually went deep on the play, and Tom Brady looked for him deep down the right sideline. The pass was broken up by cornerback Antoine Spahn, but it's interesting to see that Andrews has already gotten into the mix with the offense with Tom Brady and has already had him throwing in his direction. So It'll be interesting to see how those reps play themselves out as he continues to get work, obviously returning punts, and maybe even in the defensive backfield, filling a jack-of-all-trades role that we've seen other players fill, whether it be Mike Vrabel or Dan Klecko, Tom Ashworth, a variety, and obviously Troy Brown, who has done the wide receiver defensive back double dip over the last couple years. Near the end of practice, first of all, before I get to the end, Tom Brady struggled through much of the practice, failed to hit a lot of open wide receivers, showed frustration at times, at one point was alone at one end of the practice field with his helmet off and his hands on his hips, looking somewhat dejected, if I might infer, based on his body language. He came back late through a touchdown pass to Walter Rasby in a goal line drill after missing Rasby wide open on the previous play. But all in all, not a very good performance from Brady after getting the morning session off. Was rusty, overthrew a lot of receivers, and simply wasn't on the same page as some of his receivers at different points, including Troy Brown, who obviously they have quite a background together. They closed out the evening session with a camp favorite as Vince Wilfork was back deep on a Josh Miller punt, and the position in the position of potentially getting his team the night off from running and meetings if he was able to catch the punt. A little bit of a new twist this year. We've seen this in the past, the punt drill with Belichick setting up the deal with players Matt Light and Vince Wilfork have done it in the past. This year, Wilfork had to hold one ball in his hands while also catching the punt from Miller, making it a little more difficult. Miller boomed it over his head, but Wilfork went back into the end zone and caught the ball on the run one-handed while retaining possession of the other ball. So the team did, in fact, have the night off from running and meetings and drew, obviously, a large cheer from the crowd, and both the crowd and the players kind of went home happy and didn't have to do the extra work. That's going to put the wraps on another camp podcast here, Patriots.com. The Patriots will return to the practice field tomorrow afternoon, Thursday, from 2:30 to 4:30 for the final public training camp practice of 2006 as they put the finishing touches on the preparations for their second preseason game against the Arizona Cardinals this Saturday night at Gillette Stadium. For Patriots.com and the podcast, I'm Patriots Football Weekly's Andy Hart. As always, we're bringing you all the information you need out of training camp.